Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and we are back. We are here. We are ready. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Now, guys, we are broadcasting to you live from an extremely remote place up way up high in the Andes Mountains in South America. So if we're a little crackly, bear with us. At least we have connection and we have so much to share. Divine revelations, cosmic connections, revelations coming forward from the center of the earth, so much timely information. Now remember, if you're catching us live, you can try and get in on the fun. Ask for a mini soul reading if you want. Just give a buzz to 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Remember, if you call in and you get a busy signal, it just means all of our lines are already full, but stay with us because the minute we say hi to someone and hang up, that would be your chance to call back in.
And so, beloved ones, we're truly delighted to be with you. And today we want to explore some of the discernments and revelations that have been coming forward at this unique time in our shared history. You know, I smile as our announcement for the show, many of you get the e-card, and the e-card says, from the center of the earth, divine revelations.
And it really feels more like it's from the center of the cosmos. You know, for a lot of you, Sri and I left, if you're not aware, we left Uruguay on the 12th. And remember, we left with that energy of the big full moon. And after close to 20 hours of travel, arrived here in really the rooftop of the world on this side of the world. You know, the Himalayas, of course, is the rooftop of the world in that area, and we'll actually be there in July. And so we find it very fascinating that we were invited right now in this month to be in the rooftop of South America. And so after a couple days of adjusting to extreme altitude and cosmic connection, we have a lot to share.
So let me just begin with one thing. It's interesting that in the high altitudes comes a clarity and an opportunity for connection that is, let's just say it's more easy than the type of connection one has at sea level. Now, maybe it's important to recognize that every person responds differently. However, high altitude allows the blood to actually thin. And as the blood thins, there's a crystallization or an availability to light. And so I wanted to start with the first sharing right about there, that high altitude living is very supportive for your self-ascension process. And in fact, Archangel Zadkiel shared with us one time that ideally, for those that were on this path of self-ascension, to live at 6,250 feet or higher is perfect. And if you're unable to do that, then here's how you compensate for the rest of the altitude.
So we're sharing this. We're starting out with this because this is part of what's happening right now. There is a call. There is an ascension call. You know, we have been looking at all of you that have been writing in, and we have just been flooded with emails. And we're going to address some of these emails on the air today. We're going to give some shout outs to some of you. We have a lot to share in a short amount of time. And the reason we're diving right in about the altitude is that, you know, for those of you that are aware of Sri and I, we always say yes to spirit. And it was in the middle of February. Remember, February was focus, right? The month of focus, 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 just stay in February. Well, as Sri and I were focused, we were told very clearly that in this month of neutral energy, we needed to go be in the highlands of the Andes to collect or ignite another stream of energy. And wow, has that been happening? And so the reason we're starting out talking about altitude is this. If you are not living at 6,250 feet above sea level or higher, It's time to start creating what the cosmic universe is calling a safe room. And this safe room is not about alarms and steel doors. This safe room is a room that carries the energy of ascended presence, because so many of you are writing in and you're having so many frequency experiences, but you don't have a safe room. And one of the primary things in your safe room needs to be a picture of the mountains that calls to you. It can be the Andes, which is where we are right now. It could be the Himalayas. It could be both. It doesn't matter. It could be the Rockies. It just needs to be a picture that is showing you the energy above 6,250 feet.
Now, here's why this is important. The thin air and the altitude co-create an environment in your bloodstream that makes it more receptive to the crystallization, we're going to call it, which is this receiving of your crystalline activation. And this is why in times past, many of the yogis would go up into the mountains and to the caves to meditate, because it supported the process they were under. Now, for those of you that live in other areas, as most of the world does, here's how this photo can really help you. When you tune in to a photograph of a high mountain, the key is not to just look at it, but to sit in front of it and connect with the energy of that mountain. And you connect by gazing at it, by breathing in as if you were there. Breathe in the energy. Feel it circulate through your body. Inhale and exhale, and spend just a few minutes of true presence with that photo. Now, true presence is a powerful thing. It doesn't take a long time to move into that zone. But by tuning in with that, you are sending a signal to your tissues to allow the blessing of that altitude and that frequency to become home for you. And this is part of the attributes of what Kira so funnily called the safe room.
Well, and the safe room is really, really important. You know, I want to begin this afternoon by sharing that I have had a lot of emails, and I especially want to address Regan. Regan, you wrote in talking about all of the changing energies, and a few of you, others of you, have written in the same way. And one of the things, and we're going to get to your specific questions later, but this safe room needs to be ascension safe, meaning this is an area. And if you don't have a whole room, and for a lot of people, their bedroom can become their safe room. But if you don't have a whole room, then at least find a space where you can be in your ascended energy, a space that can be arranged. You're going to want to have this picture of an Apu, as the indigenous call it here, of the mountain, a beautiful mountain. And as a gift to you, and Sri and I really encourage you, we have been working with the Cosmic Blue Essene ever since we got, well, we were working with them before we got here, but ever since we got here, we showed up for a 10-day adventure with no hotel reservations. We had no idea where we were going, where we would be. We had a rough idea once we landed, and it has been extraordinary. And next week, we'll be able to share a lot more. We're only sharing with you this week what we have been instructed to share right now, because a lot of the other things we have to share tie into the April revelations, which is next week's show. However, in addition to that, we had a very powerful miracle team message come through from the Cosmic Blue Essene. This message is so powerful, so timely, and so important for this week that we are sending our miracle team newsletter to every single being who is on our newsletter list, our main newsletter list, tomorrow. So if you're not a Miracle Team member, you're not going to automatically get this, but all you need to do is make sure you are on our newsletter list, and you are going to get tomorrow's special miracle message. Now, we also included a beautiful full color photograph of one of the mountains that we have been communing with. It's gorgeous. You can print it in color. You can cut it out. You can put it there. You can make it be the beginning of your safe room, or put it in your altar presence. But this energy of divine manifestation through the power of neutrality is going to become so powerful over the next few days. Remember, we're heating up into that equinox moment, and Sri and I are going to be here through the 22nd. We will return to Uruguay on the 23rd. We will be sharing an enormous amount next week on our show. And we've put a lot more in this Miracle Team message that we were instructed to send to everyone who's on our newsletter list tomorrow. So do you feel it? Do you feel the energy? Because through us right now, we are pulsing to you this fine, refined cosmic vibration. And take a breath right now. Breathe it in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just be here with us now. Feel the gift of this unified stream of divine cosmic presence.
And it's quite fun. I remember some years ago when we traveled with a group to Machu Picchu in Peru and the altitude of Cusco, and being lightheaded is a blessing. I tell you what, being lightheaded gets rid of some of your habitual thought patterns.
And you know, you don't have to be in the mountains to be lightheaded. I know, and I'm putting the word light in quotes, right? Because if you are awakening, let's face it, you are lightheaded.
And exactly, because your whole center of gravity, so to speak, is shifting. As we go through our self-ascension process, as we've shared so many times, the root center of the ascended state is your heart chakra. That's your foundation, and then we lift from there. So many of you are going through your own process, and you're having your own ascension energy experiences, and those experiences are everything from sounds in the ears to vision changes to muscular changes and tensions, and there's all kinds of things that the body will offer you as a signal that you're actually doing it. You don't need medication. We need water, we need pure air, and we need trust in our divine nature.
You know, we really do. And I want to just take a moment here and chat about some of you that have been writing into us. Remember, if you don't get through on the phone lines, you can always give us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's simply guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Now, remember, guys, we get close to thousands of emails a week. However, our wonderful producer does forward those that as quickly as possible, and we try to get to them all. If we do not get to your email personally, we try to make sure that we're at least answering the energy of that email. Now, couple things that we want to discuss this week. First and foremost, I just want to give a shout out to Romaine. Romaine had a reading with us on air a few weeks ago, sent us an amazing email, and she has started her book, Romaine. Yay! Great timing, great energy. Also, just want to give a bow of namaste to Lewis, our warrior of light. We love you, Lewis. Thank you for your sharing. And we want to read an email that came in because it's just so incredibly, we felt in alignment with everything that is happening right now, this specific week. And this came in from Regan, and we're just going to go ahead and share you her email.
All right. It begins like this. I cannot begin to express how happy I am that I discovered you guys on the internet and YouTube. I found myself Googling everything that's been going on with me, and your videos helped me feel more at ease. For the past couple of years, a lot has changed in my life, but these past 3 months, I haven't felt myself, and yet I've never felt more myself. I'm experiencing headaches every single day for the past 3 weeks at least. My hormones have been absolutely ridiculous, and I've never felt so emotional and sensitive in my life. Oh, take a breath. My anxiety attacks seem to increase every day now, and my depression keeps sneaking up and swallowing me whole. But during all of this, I always have a picture of Gaia in my mind. Am I feeling the earth sadness or ascension or loss? I'm so overwhelmed with sadness at the most random times during the day, which makes no sense because I haven't struggled with depression this horribly in quite a few years. But it's affecting my everyday activities, including my job. I will be fine, then I can't breathe, then it feels like I'm being sucked in and out of reality. Would these be considered symptoms of ascension? Or am I going crazy? I feel trapped inside my mind. And if it weren't for my boyfriend basically experiencing the same thing for probably longer than I would feel a lot more sad and alone. There's no doubt we are twin flames or of the same soul family. It's not something you can put into words, but you can just feel the pull and attraction of the energy when your eyes or skin meets. Please help me understand what is going on with us. And
beloved angel, I just first want to reach out to you and say, yes, Yes, and yes, this is absolutely, this is, you know, if I was to use the word textbook, this is like textbook ascension symptoms. And I want to share with all of you guys, you know, Sri and I are not immune from this either. As you move, as all of us move from an ever-refining vibration, you know, since we've arrived here in the Andes, I have woken up every morning crying, and it's a free-floating sadness, and it's a reset, it's a reboot. It's like a morning shower that helps freshen the day, and it's not a diving into sadness, it's a release, it's a recognition, it's an opportunity to invite the physical body to feel safe, to allow you to lift. And for many, 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 especially those of you that are, if you're turning into our show and your letter was so beautifully written, and there's so many others that have written in with so many similar things. I mean, Yumna, Anne, Carmela, Dee, all of your emails are so similar. You might have had different circumstances and conditions around it. But here's what all of you beloved family of awakened angels in form need to know. We are at a rapid escalation moment. And especially right now, remember, March was this neutral energy month. And I found it fascinating, Regan, that you were talking about the past 3 months. Well, that's January, February, March, right? And so if you go back and you look at all of those energies, and I suspect for a lot of you, this has been building through 2016 into this year. Your bodies are needing reassurance and your bodies are trying to purge. Now, this is a really good week to become hyper aware of this, because this coming Saturday, so no matter when you get this, you'll have this information, no matter when you listen to the show, this coming Saturday, March 25th, we enter the pre-retrograde phase of what will be the April reset. Now, we're going to talk a whole lot about that next week's show when we do the full April prediction, so you want to be here next week for sure. However, for all of you that are having these experiences, here's what's important to recognize. If you're not familiar with all of the ascension experiences, go to selfascension.com. Again, that's selfascension.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see a free lessons tab. Click on that and go read about the ascension symptoms. Now, also at our YouTube channel, we have posted several videos about the ascension symptoms. Go watch them again, because your mind of the illusion needs reassurance. But what's happening at the greater level is that your body knows that you are ascending and your body is afraid. And part of that physical body is the emotional energy. So it's time for the ascended you to take charge.
Your emotional body, it actually has a form, a style, a context, and a point of view. And so consider that for a moment. Your emotions are like a lens through which you experience the world. They're a filter on your glasses, as are your thoughts and beliefs. All of these things are filters through which we have our experiences. So as your core frequency is ascending and lifting vibrationally, then there is a certain, call it insecurity, and a certain instability that can happen in the emotions and in the emotional body. And this can trigger repressed stuff. This can trigger free-floating stuff.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden like you're hypersensitive again. You're a baby again in some ways.
And this is why, going back to where, you know, the Cosmic Blue Essene have been giving us so many messages. And again, if you are not on our newsletter list, go to shrinkcareradio.com. You'll see it right there. Get the newsletter. Midnight tonight, Pacific time, we are sending out this miracle message to everyone that's on our newsletter list. And normally this would only go to the miracle team, but the Cosmic Blue Essene were very clear this had to go to everyone. Give yourself this gift. Receive this direct connection energy. Call this in, because this is that moment. Now, this is also a moment where, and a lot of the messages we've been receiving, this is why we're talking about building your safe room in quotes, or your safe space. You want to take time right now. And again, you want a picture of high altitude above 6,250 feet. And it can be lots of different pictures. You want crystals, whatever crystals. And if you don't own crystals, go print pictures of crystals. Remember, you can do this in any way that serves you. Optimally have a white candle and make sure you have something fun, something that makes you smile. Just whatever makes you smile, have it there so that the minute you connect with this space, you are instantly reminded of your divine nature, the eternal smile of your truth. This is the blessing of having a safe space right now, especially as we dive through this last week of March, because there's a lot of opportunity for confusion. And speaking of that, we want to address an email. Now, this email, as you guys know, we were not on the air last week because we were literally in the air and arriving at our high altitude location, and are so grateful we're able to remotely broadcast to you today. This was really kind of a miracle that this show is happening at all.
It's amazing how the internet has spread around.
It really is. But we received an email from someone regarding the show that we did 2 weeks ago, and we really want to address this. So we're going to read the email.
All right. This is from Rain, and it says, I have a question. Today, March 12th, I was listening to your radio broadcast, which I love and am thankful for. The first caller had a question about the difficult relationship she has with her mother and how her mother, quote, ruins all her positives. Kira, you told this woman that she should be thankful for the lessons and what her mother was teaching her and to embrace it. My question is, if there is abuse involved, and in this case verbal, why should this woman bother with her mother at all? When a relationship involves abuse of any kind, I feel, no matter who is involved, that the soul contract is over. We are not here to be doormats for anyone. Why didn't you tell this woman to tell her mother that her behavior is unacceptable? And if her mother does not elevate her vibration, then she would have to end the relationship. I don't see the point in staying in any relationship that is abusive. Would you please shed some light on this? Because otherwise, what you said makes me feel that we should just let anyone in our lives who drives us crazy and makes us feel awful. And then we're left with clearing up the energy because we owned it.
Well, thank you, Angel, for sharing this question, because number one, first and foremost, we love authenticity. And so your question touches us deeply because it means that you really care enough to resolve these issues. And thank you, because certainly the intention to assist our caller was definitely misunderstood in your email. So let's offer some clarity. And certainly, you know, sometimes in the time of a mini soul reading, remember that we're working at many levels, right? We're working at an energetic level. We're working with higher selves. We're working with all of that information. And so I have to just share with you too, as I just said that, we just had a huge crack of thunder and lightning. I don't know if you guys heard it, but it's kind of like the universe said, yeah, pay attention to this information. So here it is, A plus, absolutely allowing abuse in our lives is unacceptable in any form. Remember that there is a triangle of energy. Sri and I teach this often in our workshops, called the victim triangle. And the victim triangle means that in order to be a victim, you have to have what? You have to have
an abuser.
An abuser. And then you also have to have a rescuer. Now, that can sometimes be overlaid. You know, the victim can oftentimes also be the abuser. The abuser can also be the rescuer. But it's a triangle of energy that every being in density experiences until they arise through it. Now, as far as what I shared with our beloved caller about her mother, in the higher aspect of all communication, of all relationships, if we go to 10,000 feet, so to speak, and today we're talking about literally doing that, if you go high altitude and you take a wide angle lens, the way that we release all abuse from our lives is when we can realize that every single being in our life, no matter how horrible, and I have been through this myself, no matter how horrible, has played their role perfectly. And once we can accept that, yes, then we awake through it and we can walk away from it. However, if we confront it by saying, okay, you need to raise your vibration, then you're engaging at the level of the same victim and you yourself are setting yourself up for confrontation. It's absolutely okay to walk away from an abusive parent. I've done it myself. However, had I chosen to have a conversation about it, I would have simply invited more abuse into my life. Whether or not someone feels they can remain in the situation is an individual experience. You know, for many, many years, I was an abused person, very much so. I was a classic abused person. And I had many well-intended people talk to me and share with me and were so patient with me about why I needed to leave. And I just kept saying over and over again, I'm going to leave this person. I'm going to leave this person. And I would constantly go back into the victim triangle. When my energy finally woke up to the recognition that I no longer had to receive that lesson to be who I am was the day I walked away and never looked back.
And so it's important to understand that each of us is on a healing journey and that the people in our lives are there to help you empower yourself. And yes, walking away is important. However, it's also important to do so from a place of wholeness. And when we recognize that everyone is playing their role, then true forgiveness can happen. We can let go without just simply denying that we're hurt. We can actually heal the hurt.
And the key is to recognize that, yes, 100%. You do not ever, nor should you remain in a situation where you are becoming the doormat. And I know this is hard to hear until you're on the other side of it. No matter what you say to someone, until they themselves can come to that divine recognition, they will never leave and they will recreate the situation. So from the highest gift of ascended wisdom, we always invite people to find the divine within, because the divine within will guide you and you will break free. And we trust that that offers you the energy and the clarity. So let's go back and talk about this safe room, because we really want to make sure the Cosmic Casino are kind of really jumping us right now, because this is a powerful week. Remember, we're in this month of neutral energy, and this is a week, guys, where you're going to see high frequency, especially as we're coming into this equinox energy, but there's also this low frequency. So when you have a super extreme on one side and a super extreme on the other, it means there's a potential for a great clash. And this is why you need a safe room, and the time to make it is right now.
Now, I want to acknowledge the vocabulary here, because when we use the word safe room, you know, put quotes around it, because it brings up a connotation of I'm being threatened, in some folks anyway. And I want to remind you also of a week or two ago when we talked about join us in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's why we're using the term safe room. The bubble was an inner state of peaceful neutrality. The safe room actually involves your physical surroundings, and it includes your inner state.
Absolutely.
So this is why we chose that phrase. To create a safe room means I don't feel compromised when I'm in this space.
And, you know, your safe room could be something as portable as a little, a beautiful little pouch that you're carrying all these items with you.
You have your sacred items,
exactly.
Your altar that you set up. When we travel, we always set up an altar in every motel or hotel we're in.
And then the key is that it's meant to be a reminder. It's meant to be an instantaneous moment where you can say, wait a minute, I need to go take a moment and reconnect with my ascended presence in a visceral form.
And so the key here, beloveds, is that your safe room is a place where you don't feel compromised.
Exactly.
Where you can be who you are.
Where you can just be free to expand and release. And you know, I want to go back and talk about some of the emails we've already addressed today. And I know all of our lines are full and we're going to be getting to all of our callers and getting all that moving in the show as well.
We have a storm outside, so please bear with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste. Kira Ra here, and I want to invite you to discover the Sedona Journal of Emergence. You might already know that they are the number one magazine of channeled and spiritually inspired guidance. As you experience the challenges involved in the global transformation of body, mind, and spirit, you might ask yourself, what guidance can I trust? The Sedona Journal of Emergence provides metaphysical guidance and answers from source through skilled and loving channels. Subscriptions include 10 issues and the very popular annual predictions double issue, and you can get it either digitally or in print. So just pick up the phone, give a call to 1-928-526-1345. Again, that's 1-928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com so you can subscribe. You know, Sri and I are in there every month, and we look forward to you connecting with the Sedona Journal of Emergence. Remember, it's 928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're delighted to be with you live.
And from high up in the Andes, and if we're a little scratchy, let's all just be grateful we're here together now.
Absolutely. It's our delight to connect with you. And before we run to the phone lines and connect with some of these beautiful callers that are standing by, I want to offer you one more suggestion that you bring into your awareness. We are at a critical time in our shared experience on this planet. Each of us is, in fact, in a very tender moment, and it's time to stop compromising and start creating from our authenticity in an expanded way. Now, every one of us wants to be creative. Every one of us wants to be authentic, but then, you know, there's bills to pay and there's compromises. The reality is a compromise is a way that you truncate your energy. In order to move through compromises, we start by communing in our safe space. Meditate, breathe, journal in your safe room.
And this can just be seconds at a time. It can be a minute at a time. It can be an hour at a time. There's no rules, guys.
You can have a marvelous connection in 2 minutes. And from that space, as your vibration lifts, what happens is what seemed to be a compromise, we start getting new perspectives on it. We start to live through that, and our creative juice will carry us to the next level. But the key here is there's so much negative, dense energy being transmitted and retweeted around this planet that it's time for each of us to create our own little radio station right in our homes.
And we're doing that, aren't we? You know, here we are. We get to be together every Sunday live and as often as we want in the archives. We are family. We are supporting each other. And that's why Sri and I invited you for this month of March. Climb into this bubble of neutrality, because remember, my angels, April is engage, and we have so much to share, plus so much more from the Cosmic Scene next Sunday. But for right now, why don't we start sharing with all of our amazing callers that have been so patient and listening online. Hey guys, the lines have been full, but as soon as we start saying hi to people and as soon as we finish with a caller, that would be your chance to try and jump in.
And so we're going to head to line one and welcome Patty from Alabama.
Namaste, Patty. Welcome.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. I haven't talked to you guys in like 9 or 10 years. And I was just wanting a little mini soul reading to see what's happening with me or in the future.
Well, I'm so grateful you're here, Patty. It's just wonderful to connect with you.
I know. I've like reread all of your old books and listened to your all show. You're always so awesome.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Well, you know, it's no accident that you got through today. If you can, if it's safe to do so, I want you to just close your eyes and bring your hands to your heart. And it's really quite beautiful. It's Archangel Michael who's speaking to you right now. And what Michael is saying is this. He is saying, it is time for you to open your heart and open your hands. You have much to give and much to offer, yet you hide behind an illusion. And as you move forward now, the doors are starting to open. And he's saying that in the immediate now, like in the next, he's saying 2 months, because you're resonating really strong with the number two. And he's saying in the next 2 months, it's about reconnecting with things that you've known, but yet kind of put aside. And then he said that will initiate the next 2 years where there is a very profound energy of doing around you. But it's a doing that brings you joy. It's a doing that makes you happy. And I find it very fascinating because, you know, this Saturday, the 25th, we start that pre-retrograde phase. And on April 9th, we hit the reset button. And you're kind of all tuned into that. So it's like it's your moment to take everything that you've been doing, put it into action, and to watch it grow and grow and grow. And the fact that Michael came in to share this with you also means you have incredible support and protection around you. So he's wanting me to end by saying, congratulations, you've arrived. Now let it be fun. And so it is, Patty. I'm so happy to say hi again.
Wow, I've been working with him for the last year or so, like daily. So that's amazing that energy came through. I'm so excited.
Oh, well, we're excited for you and feel our love around you. Many blessings.
And let's all smile.
Namaste.
Namaste, dear. And as we take a breath and smile at the recognition that each and every one of us as an individual is radiating into the oneness, our shared experiences. So we have our individual experiences and our shared experiences.
Well, and you know what I just heard? That like our show is a safe room. You know, it's like if you need a safe room and you got your podcast, just, you know, download our app right there on your phone and just click on the show. And there's an instant safe room as well, because together we are co-creating the show. Remember, my angels, it's you and us together. It's your amazing presence. So let's go to another amazing being, Tree.
Hey, we're going to head to line.
Let's go to line two and try Julie from Washington.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I would love a mini soul dream.
Oh, Julie, we are here. We are open. We are guided with you today. And, you know, Angel, thank you for being so present. You are really doing such an amazing job with everything that's happening in your life right now. You know, that's the message they want you to get today. And it's really interesting because it's a trinity of energies that are around you right now. And what they're saying is that as you are dancing with the multidimensional energy that is opening and closing around you, there is an expansion upon you, and that this expansion is really giving you an opportunity to move forward in ways that you have not moved forward before. And they're saying that in order to do this, it's so funny, they keep saying put pen to paper, meaning write more, journal more, and then get up and dance, move the body, then sing the song of divine joy and see what comes before you. And this is how they want you to move forward today. And I'm just sharing exactly what they want you to hear. And so I'm just so grateful you got through, my angel. Thank you so much for joining us in our safe room today.
I am so grateful to you. And I have to tell you, I've spent the last week creating my safe room.
I love it.
All that's waiting
Very
is a picture
good.
Of the mountain. And I lived in Nepal, so
Woo-hoo!
That'll be easy to find one.
Well, for sure. And connect with the one that we put in the Miracle Newsletter tomorrow as well. Oh, I'm so happy. We love you, Julie.
Many blessings, dear.
Love you.
I'll tell you
Thank
what,
you so
we're going to head to line one, and now we can welcome Kimmery from California.
All right. I love how Kimmery had to come back in on line one. Well, welcome to the show, Kimmery.
That was pretty amazing. How are you?
We are well, and you know, you're pretty amazing. Look at what happened for you.
I know. I'm just speechless. So I guess I'm here for a mini soul reading.
Yes, you are. And I'm giggling with so much joy and love around you because, and here's what's so cute. Archangel Ariel, along with this beautiful ascended master, it's a female. She is stunning. She's wearing like a crystalline robe with this crystalline kind of hood energy. And her hair almost looks kind of a pinkish purple to me. And these two beings are beaming at you and they're saying, you are number one in your life, and that you must learn and continue to demonstrate that as you put yourself first, everything else resolves. And that they're this little play, it's like they were playing with the energy today, and that the reason they did that was to offer you a sense of divine knowing that you are able to receive at a level that transcends the mind. And as you relax the mind and place yourself first, everything else will resolve. They also keep pointing at, like, they're holding up this finger to me, like, number one, number one, but they're both holding it up. So it's like the one and the one, but it's also the 11. So by November, everything in your life is going to have moved into this new flow. And between now and then, it's about remembering if it feels good and it helps you remain in a divine space, then it absolutely is the right thing to do. And so, of course, you got through on line one again, Kimmery. We love you.
Again. I love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, Angel. Many blessings. Namaste.
You know, I want to remind each and every one of us that it is very important that we look to our joy factor as we live our lives, because things do change.
Yeah.
What brought us joy at one phase in our journey may not have the same oomph at another phase.
Well, it's so true. And remember, guys, right now in this big week in March, this week, remember, it's about floating in that bubble of neutrality and creating through harmony, balance, making sure everything comes together and keeping your eyes in that divine energy. And if you didn't hear it in the first part of the show, make sure you're on our newsletter list, because at midnight tonight Pacific time, we are sending out the first of many messages that came through while we've been here. This was a beautiful message from the Cosmic Blue Essene, and you will receive that in your email going out at midnight Pacific time tonight. You got to be on our newsletter list to get it. So Sri, let's say hi to another beautiful person.
We're going to head to line four and welcome Ben from Pennsylvania.
Hey, first time caller. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
We are just so excited to be with you.
Yeah, this is my first time calling. I've written in before the emails, as I'm sure you know. But today, it just felt like I needed to call in for the first time. I've been wanting to do that for a while. And, well, I don't know what to say right now, but I guess I'm just calling in to ask for a mini soul reading. And these past few weeks have been rather crazy. The past 2 weeks I've been having some lightheadedness, and it's interesting that you talked about that today. And a lot of this year has been filled with the creative stuff too. So,
yeah, wow, Ben. Number one, I bow before you. You are amazing. I mean, your energy, the entire time I've been connecting with you and your energy field, you've got this crystalline field around you right now that's really trying to anchor. So all of the physical symptoms that are happening around you, especially the lightheadedness, please, please, with all my heart, please make sure you are drinking as much water as you can tolerate, and then drink more and make sure it's really good water, because your body is, it's not that it's stuck. It's just like in this period of massive shift. And this is why everything has been rapidly escalating. You are actually like your energy body. It looks like a comet to me. Like, you are already so far down the road, and you are actually going to be very affected by this retrograde reset in April. It's a very good thing for you, but because it's going to have such a profound energetic shift for you, everything else right now is feeling a little more intense. So remember balance. It's very important for you right now to just say, okay, does this feel balanced? Am I feeling creatively balanced in what I'm doing? And to, if you just can't do it, then stop and find, just don't do it. You know, just stop, breathe and go, okay, let me see how I feel about doing this tomorrow, and really start paying attention to the flow, because April engaged for you is going to be fast, furious and fantastic are the words they want me to give you. And so I'm grateful you got through today, and I'm really honored to connect with you this way and just feel my heart and my arms around you. Many blessings.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks for the mini soul reading and for everything you do and your radio show. And I look forward to that mailing tonight with your newsletter.
All right. We love you, Ben. Many blessings. Namaste.
And before we move to the next call,
ooh, wow.
I just want to invite everyone to breathe deeply.
Yeah, everyone. Do you feel the energy building, guys? You feel it?
Because it's important to remember that our breath is the gateway to the prana. That's the fundamental primordial energy. Every breath we take is more than just oxygen.
Yeah.
It's the pranic connection to the vitality that allows us to be here. And so we are at a time in our planet, in our lives, in our evolutionary process, where more presence needs to be brought to your breath, breathing deeply and fully, so that you can allow yourself to lift into the altitude.
The altitude of your divine nature, because you're so amazing. And speaking of amazing, every line is full. Let's run to another line.
We're going to head to line two and say hi to Bonnie from Ontario.
Another first-time caller. Welcome, Bonnie.
Well, thank you so very, very much. I'm thrilled, and I love a soul reading.
Oh, well, we're thrilled to be with you. You are such a magnificent presence. Wow. You know, Bonnie, as I connect with you, the first thing I get is this power energy. You have, it's so funny, the words that they're using is a soft power to persuade the universe to create whatever you would like to create. And that there are these moments where you seem to forget that, these moments where this power can almost feel overwhelming and can manifest in many different ways. And what they're saying is that in this month of neutrality, and I just love that you got through on line two, they're saying that it is time for the soul and the form, the body and the soul, so to speak, to unify into a flame of divine co-creative presence. And they're actually showing me, I'm just going to give it to you really quickly. They're showing me that you're sitting in a chair. You're comfortable. You have your hands in your lap, and I'm actually doing this with you right now, palms up, and your feet, you want to visualize your feet actually being supported by this beautiful, like, crystalline lotus energy. And then I am seeing out of your left hand what looks to me very much to be like a kind of a, not a rose, but like it's a crystalline flame, but it's kind of a rosy hue in it, but not solid rose. And in your right hand, I'm seeing what looks more like a soft bluish color. And then they're saying that as you ignite these energies, call forward that which you are ready to receive into your life. Let go of anything that would say you can't. And as you ignite all of this, then take in a deep breath, bring the two hands together. And I'm doing this with you very slowly. Lift, 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 bring the two hands together. Then bring them both into your heart center. Take a breath. Relax and expand into the divine intuition that is yours to claim and is more accurate than you give yourself credit for. And so, my angel, I am honored to meet you. I am so glad you got through, Bonnie. Many, many blessings.
Thank you.
Oh, we love you, honey. We love you so much. Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
And once again, bye-bye. A big hug and a connection to each and every one of you. Mm-hmm. We are all connected.
In every way. And so many people. Let's see if we can connect with a few more.
Absolutely.
Straight.
We're delighted to have more first-time callers getting through. And here on line one, we have Heather from Los Angeles.
Namaste, Heather. Welcome.
Hi. It's so nice to hear your voice. So nice. You know, at the beginning of the year, I saw this beautiful light, this tunnel of light, and I've been holding on to that vision. But like so many people that have called, so many ascension symptoms, so many ups and downs, and I would love to hear some of your wisdom, if possible.
Oh, Heather, you know, first of all, wow. You know, this tunnel that you've seen, this light tunnel, is it's expanding and it's connected and it's very much, it's beautiful. It looks, when they're showing me right now, you in connection with this energy, this is like a two-way highway. It's like you're being, you're transmitting as you're receiving. And this is happening so often and at such a high frequency and at such a fast pace that honestly, your physical body is somewhat freaking out. And this is why you're having the quote unquote symptomology. Now, what they're saying is that, especially when you get the high pitch tones, which I'm sure you're getting pretty regularly, that it's a time for you to slow down, listen, and ignite the frequency. There is a group of cosmic crystalline beings that are around you right now that you have not worked with before. And even as I'm sharing this with you, I'm having a hard time talking because they're like singing so strongly into my ears that I can barely, it's like, I feel like I'm in an airplane, you know, and your ears fill up with pressure because there's so much harmonic light. And they're saying that lay down in a tub or connect with water, or just simply be present. Bring your hands over your eyes, and I'm doing this with you, and then take your thumbs, and you're going to want to put them into your ears. Breathe, receive, and you will begin to see these beings, and your body will relax, and this frequency will integrate. You've got a huge co-creative process ahead of you that's going to ignite within about the next 40 days, and right now it's about getting balanced, and that's why you got through today, because they really need you to accept and receive this energy as a unit. And together, oh my God, what an amazing year before you. And it's just the beginning, my love. So thank you for the honor of connecting with you. Big hugs of love, many blessings.
Adoring you both. I just really love your message. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Angel. We love you. Many blessings.
Oh, here we are breathing once again.
Yeah, we're all breathing. And you know.
And I want to just jump in here and remember and remind the concept of the safe room.
Yes.
Is bringing forward a new recognition that we do not need to compromise. We are in a place, all of us, of creating not just a bubble, but an actual physical space that will remind and hold presence for us in our divine connection. So that we're able to walk in the world. We're able to have our head in the stars and our body on the earth.
Yummy.
Able to walk in the world. Because you can create in a beautiful way with that connection.
Absolutely. And beloved angels, remember, we are in a week. This is a very, very powerful week. This is the week. Come into the bubble of neutrality with us. Gift yourself with that co-creative essence. Give yourself that wide angle lens. Come up above 6,250 feet, literally. If you don't live or you can't get up into the mountains this week, get a picture in front of you. Be sure to be on our newsletter list. It's right there at treeandcareradio.com. Click on Get the Newsletter. Midnight tonight, we are sending out the first of the amazing messages that have been pouring through here in the Highland Andes from the Cosmic Blue Essene. This is a special, rare moment. This is a special, rare time. You are a special, precious, and rare being. You are waking up. And everything that is happening to you is nothing to be afraid of. Remember that it is only the fear that will trap you in the density. And to all of our beloved callers that we're holding, please call back early next week.
We love you.
And remember, next week, April predictions, a whole lot more about why we were up in the Andes. Get on that newsletter list. You can get that message tonight. And may your week be in balance, in harmony, and with divine blessings.
And until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you breathe deeply, trust, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.